This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Not much to report this week in Washington as Congress begins the difficult task of marking up bills in committee that will result in a reconciliation package extending the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, boosting the nation's military, unleashing American energy production, and strengthening our nation's borders. Remember, we've already voted on budget resolutions, both in the House and Senate, that have us where we are today. I said then, and I'll say again, passing those resolutions was the easy part, though the margins were still pretty thin. The hard part is just now beginning. This past week, some of the lesser impactful committees marked up their legislation. Judiciary, Armed Services, Homeland Security, Education and Workforce, Oversight and Government Reform, Transportation and Infrastructure, and Financial Services. Some of these were tasked with cuts, others will reflect increases in spending, like Homeland Security and the Armed Services. Washington is holding its collective breath, however, pending the work of two major committees yet to mark up: Ways and Means, which writes the tax bill, and Energy and Commerce, with Medicaid in its portfolio, both go next week. All eyes will be on those outcomes. There are a number of issues within each that have been the center of attention on reconciliation since day one. Notably, as we have reported in the past, are the state and local tax deduction, we call that SALT, in the new tax policy, and then how much Medicaid gets cut over in the Energy and Commerce Committee. There are other issues, to be sure, including 199A provisions, R&D credits, and President Trump's desire to remove the taxes on overtime, tips, and Social Security. Just how the Ways and Means Committee deals with these issues, well, we'll find out next week. The Medicaid issue is pretty simple. It's about math. That committee is tasked with finding at least $880 billion in savings, and it will be very difficult to spare Medicaid in achieving this threshold. Republican members are bracing for the potential impact, while Democrat members are salivating over the prospect of making that an issue in the midterms. Remember, there will not be a single Democrat voting for whatever we come up with. Zero. Republicans in the House and Senate will have to carry this on their own. And with a three-seat margin in both chambers, you don't need a master's in math or logic to see the challenge here. Speaker Johnson and Leader Thune have their hands full on trying to thread this very difficult needle. Vegas isn't laying any odds. So this week, while seven committees went about their work, the air in Washington was more like the calm before the storm. Next week, it's fish or cut bait for the Republican majorities, both in the Ways and Means Committee and on Energy and Commerce. The rhetoric and speculation will end, and the facts will be laid bare. Also this week, I took to the floor to recognize one of the House photographers I work with on a daily basis. His name is Phi Nguyen. He was a Vietnamese refugee when Saigon fell 50 years ago this week. He's worked with Congress for nearly 40 years. His family's story, last airplane out of Saigon on April 28, 1975, and his adventure settling in his new home, America, was worth acknowledging on the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon. If you get my newsletter, you can click on the tribute there. It was also a busy week with visitors in Washington. The state chamber, insurance professionals, and the electric co-ops all came to town to see their senators and representatives, fly-ins we always enjoy. So safe travels to all. Lastly, let me say we're in the month of May. We've not seen the president's budget, and our Appropriations Committee has not started the process for FY26. We are on the clock and likely to run out of time to get a product ready for the beginning of the new fiscal year when October 1st rolls around. Another CR would represent a major failure, in my strong opinion, and is unacceptable. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.